Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into another edition of our Athletic Director Podcast as we get you set up for another week, and a week that was for AndersonRedskins.org. I am Greg Waddell, and Wonder Twin Powers activate. We've got the dual combo of Newt and Tyler are here with us today to recap a little bit because, well, guys, first off, happy Monday. Welcome in, and happy spring to everybody. It's gorgeous spring morning here today.
Oh, yes. Happy morning to you as well. And, yeah, we're just really excited to have all of our spring sports going right now at 11-degree temperature.
Exactly. Well. I know. Somehow the calendar turned, but Mother Nature not quite following suit yet, and I blame that stupid groundhog. So
That's exactly right, yeah. Track and field is not very conducive to the gymnasium, but fortunately here at Anderson we have two gyms now, so we got them scattered everywhere.
Running an 880 in a gym is going to take a while. That's going to be a lot of laps.
You're going
to get dizzy running those laps, that's for sure. So, well, guys, and we will obviously start to get into spring as I look at the schedule looking forward. Lots of scrimmages, exhibitions, and all that fun stuff. So we'll start to get into that. But we're not quite done with the winter season yet, as the weather outside kind of shows us. And a lot of very cool things happened this past week. And, well, let's hop into it first. And I'm not sure. You guys are always so excitable. So what is it first that you want to tackle?
Oh, I don't know, but well, yes, I do know. Gosh darn it. We're going to state, baby. We're going to state and wrestling. Come on, Greg.
I figured that's where we were going to go. The Punisher, doing a little punishing. Oh,
it was unbelievable. And, you know, Evan McHugh did a nice job up there as well Friday. But I got to tell you what, man. We saw what wrestling is all about this weekend up in districts at Kettering Fairmont. First of all, Kettering Fairmont gymnasium is just absolutely incredible. Excuse me, arena is absolutely incredible.
Not a gym, it's an arena, huh? Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But it was an awesome experience, and it was great to be a part of it. But so Evan did not advance to Saturday, but he just had an unbelievable year as a junior. We're thrilled for him to come back next year. And again, he's a kid that plays three sports, so he's probably got his lacrosse gear on today, ready to go. That's awesome. But you're right, man. The Punisher, Kevin Stone, man, he got it. He got it done. He wrestled in the
heavyweight.
What was he? 40. He's 40-2.
Oh.
Or now he's 40. He's 40-3. But he had to wrestle at one of the individuals that beat him this year, and wrestled and beat him, and went undefeated all the way into the finals, and met his match there. This kid from Dayton Wayne. He's a hammer galore. But Kevin held his own. I think he lost 3-0 in the finals. But finished district runner-up, which is incredible, and he will be wrestling at state Thursday, Friday, and hopefully Saturday in the championship. So
that is very, very exciting. And, yeah, when you get to go back against somebody that maybe beat you, and when you got that kind of a record, too, and there's only a couple of people that you didn't win against all year long, and you get a chance to kind of face them again, it just the hard work that goes into something like that is kind of – It's fun for the outsiders to watch that, but I can only imagine what Kevin himself was feeling and going into that and getting a chance to move on. That's what an accomplishment. Very cool.
Yeah. And it was a blast up there, too. You know, Kevin's parents are up there. His brother's up there. Both brothers were up there. And it was just a great environment to cheer him on. And I'd say another really cool thing is the fact that our coaching staff is really good friends with West Claremont High School's coaching staff as well. And so they had three kids that advanced to state as well. And it was fun, you know, instead Brooksy and I are up there hooting and hollering. Instead of just, you know, cheering for Kevin, we got the opportunity to really cheer for those kids as well.
Cool.
And so, you know, those guys partnering up with them, it was kind of a very cool thing that we got the opportunity to do with West Claremont and up there with J. James Collins, Wes Claremont's AD. So it was a great weekend all around. And, you know, hopefully we can duplicate that this coming weekend.
You know, some sports are such small-knit communities. I mean, I think really kind of every sport kind of has its own little cliques and niches when the coaches get together, or, well, you guys for the ADs, you get together with everything. But for wrestling, I would imagine that is a relatively small community, because the events are – when you have these big events like this, everybody that goes there, you see each other a lot at these same kind of events. So it would be hard not to root for some of the people that you see a lot and you get to know the parents and the siblings and everything else. So I'm sure they very much appreciated that support from you guys too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was cool. And you're right. You know, Kevin, there are not too many people around Anderson High School that want to roll around on the mats with Kevin, or at least survive rolling around on the mats with Kevin. So he's been, you know, working out with, you know, they get together and stuff like that. And so, but again, just a great experience, and we hope to duplicate that this coming week.
Well, best
we'll have a we'll have our state send-off for Kevin Thursday morning here at school, and then he'll travel up to Columbus and get ready to wrestle Thursday night.
That's excellent. You guys going to go up there and watch him too, or both going to be up there?
Come on. We'll be there before he's there.
Paving the way on the way up.
That's right.
Well, Kevin, great. Best of luck, dude. That is very exciting, and obviously you'll have the support of everybody down here, Southwest Ohio as well. We'll be rooting you on. Really, kind of the Cincinnati area. I saw somewhere, I don't know if it was through Cincinnati.com or wherever it was, though, just the amount of success that there is wrestling-wise in the city of Cincinnati and just kind of the greater Cincinnati area. I mean, it's no wonder these guys – I mean, it's a gauntlet to be able to advance on up there, just of what you have to get through down here locally just to make it. So that shows how great of an honor it is.
Oh yeah, you are 100% correct, and there are some tough kids down here, and you know, up north now, so from what I understand, up north there are some tremendous wrestlers as well. So I mean, Lakewood St. Ed's,
oh yeah,
place 12 kids. I think they got 12 kids in the state championship.
I've been in the St. Edwards gymnasium up there, and the amount of state championship banners they have for all their sports. I mean, it's crazy in the amount of athletic championships that they have at that school. And wrestling, 100%, is definitely one of their big ones. So I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't come down to, I don't know who Kevin has to wrestle or how is that all set up. I guess maybe you kind of walk us through. I mean, do you have a couple of different matches? Do you have just one guy he's going to grapple with to advance on? How does that work?
Well, the brackets are already set. I mean, I got to tell you, it was like clockwork up there in the districts at Kettering Fairmont. They did such an incredible job. You know exactly what is going on at all times. There's no indecision about anything. And that's the way it is with state already. The brackets are set. So, you know, Kevin is seated number 2 from down here at Kettering Fairmont. So he's wrestling a 3 seed in the opening match. So you know, your first seeds wrestle your 4 seeds just from a different district. And so that they got everything all set up and ready to go. So he'll be wrestling a heavyweight out of Ashland, Ohio.
Okay.
To start it all off. And he'll wrestle Thursday. If he wins Thursday, he doesn't do anything else Thursday. He goes right to Friday. Unfortunately, if he doesn't advance Thursday with a win, then he'll wrestle again Thursday night to get to Friday.
So, okay.
But again, it's clockwork, man. They got it down. And, mm-hmm. and from what I understand, the you know, like swimming state championship, that was awesome. And the track, those are all incredible. Been a part of the football state championships, those are awesome. But from what I understand, the wrestling state championship is the best one of all.
No kidding, really?
They say it is just, you know, that place seats 19,000 people, and they say it is a packed house.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to seeing the video through Twitter, because I know that'll be up too. So,
oh, you better believe it. Yeah.
I have no doubt about that. So, well, let's shift over. You had a couple of bowlers in districts. Had to go up to Dayton and talking about another kind of a venue. Obviously, bowling a little bit different when you're actually at a bowling alley versus going to a gymnasium or an arena for the wrestling side of things. Tell us about the bowling districts up at Dayton.
Yeah, that was really neat up there at Beaver View Bowl. And like you said, it's you know, they're all crazy in their own sense. I mean, like, regulars to these events bring their step ladders, and they stand in the back so they get a good vision. And then they're, you know, they make their periscopes. They actually have periscopes, and they decorate them in their school colors so they can see, because it's hard to see. And but you can tell who's the wily veterans where they're decked out. But we had Jacob Bruckner and Nick Camphouse made it up there, and they actually bowled very well. They had very good series. Nick Camphouse again tied his career high in a game with a 214. Started off on fire, and but it's a different world. It is a different world. They both bowled like 580s. The series was a 580, and one of the guys just right next to him bowled a 729.
And
you're fighting for five spots, to five individual spots.
Man, that's over 230 a game. I mean, that's 240 a game. Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. I don't know if you saw Twitter this weekend. You saw Brooksy and I had some downtime up there in Kettering.
That's a dangerous thing.
Yeah, so we found a bowling alley and we went at it. And Brooksy showed his expertise on the bowling alley. I was slipping and falling everywhere. Brooksy could spin that ball really well.
You bowling into your socks or something, or what? Slipping and sliding?
Oh, yeah. Heck, I eventually put those bumpers up for me, man, just so I could get it in there. But
I want to go bowling with you two. That would be a blast. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. But those guys... those kids are so talented.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, you know, I don't even know if a 729 was the highest. But our you know, here's the thing we always talk about: don't worry about everybody else, worry about yourself.
For sure.
Do the best you can do. And Jacob Bruckner and Nick Camphouse, no matter what anybody else scored, those two threw the ball incredibly well, and they went as far as they could go. And that's the only thing we ask.
Well, I think it's very exciting, and doing it individually versus is being part of a team. And I'm looking up, I'm actually looking at the Division I district numbers. The top qualifier out of Oak Hills bowled a 774. He bowled a 247, a 268, and a 259. 268, I see a 277. And this is with all the kind of pressure that you have on you. I mean, that's bowling is a weird sport where, I mean, just the concentration level that it takes, and I don't know if it gets near enough of the, I don't know, respect. Is that the right word, or the accolades that it's due? But you know, for your guys to get to where they did and have to do it kind of individually and just put. I mean, there's no team thing there. You just have to kind of take care of your own business. That's a hard thing to do. And so for Jacob and Nick to be able to get to that level, congrats to those guys. That's really a very cool accomplishment on their sake. And for you guys to be out there supporting them as well, I think that's just awesome. So just
It was great. And again, they made it. They did it. And you're right. The individualism, you know, it's you. There, you can't look to the man on your left and the man on your right.
Nope.
You got to look right at yourself, and
you
got to make sure you're getting it done. And those two did to the best of their ability, and it was great to cheer them on.
Well, way to represent, guys. That is very, very cool. Let's go up. I know you had to go to there was a dance tournament as well, the OASSA, and the state tournament for that, for the dance team, and that was up where, in Columbus, I believe, right?
That's right. Yeah, it was at Dublin Jerome High School. So last week they were in sunny Florida, and this past weekend they went up to Dublin Jerome, where it was a little bit colder.
Frozen tundra of Columbus.
Exactly. And it's a little backwards. You know, they do the nationals last week and the state competition this week, but they qualified a few weeks ago when they went out to Miamisburg is when they qualified for state. So this past weekend they did their first dance was Palm. They placed sixth in the state in that. And then they went on to do hip hop afterwards, and they placed ninth in the state in hip hop.
So Brooksy,
they were about an hour away from us. Yeah.
So I mean, are you out there on the sideline, kind of moving around, dancing as well, and got your moves going on to the girl, helping the girls out?
No, if they saw that, I'd be escorted out.
Don't let him kid you, man. He's got some moves. He's got some moves.
He's younger than you and I, Newt, so he's probably got a lot more moves than either of us could put out there.
You guys give me too much credit.
I don't know. Well, so how does that all play? I mean, so that was the wrap up to their season, or how does that all score out, and how did they place?
That is correct. That wraps up their season. They finished they finished sixth in POM and ninth in hip hop, and then
out of the whole state. Wow.
Yeah, and that concludes their season. And I was actually talking to their coach this morning. She's already got times lined up for tryouts for next year.
Oh, jeez. Well, those poor coaches don't get to even enjoy what they just accomplished because they've already got one eyeball to the future. And that's dedication and passion right there is what it is.
Yeah, so. And especially our dance coach, because now she didn't get any time off, because today at about 3 o'clock she's going to start coaching track and field for us.
Oh, jeez. Oh, good. Well, dress warm. Hope you got the long johns there. So, unfortunately, you're going to go from the dance gear and nice inside warmth to the outside of just I'm looking out the window right now. It's snow and yuck. So at least the sun's out, I suppose, somewhat. But well,
I say we bought our winter jackets for spring sports.
Yeah, there's so much truth to that. Probably more so than the parents understand that when they're out there watching the kids compete too. So speaking of those spring sports as well, you know, as I look through the schedule, see a lot of lacrosse out there, the varsity, the JV, even see some baseball. We got to get rid of the snow first before we get them out on the baseball fields, just for any kind of actual pitching and catching and actually seeing some live pitching on the outside from the mound and everything. So hopefully that'll take care of itself here. I haven't even looked at the forecast the rest of the week. I was too dismayed with what I saw this morning. So
yeah, I've learned to not look at the forecast and just take it a day at a time.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea if you don't want to be depressed. Yeah. That is for sure. Well, guys, yeah, for having it is little to talk. Oh, you know what? Let's not don't want to forget as well the girls' basketball before we get out of here. I know I can't believe we've gone as long as we have already, but girls' basketball, what a wonderful season, came to an end last week as well. We certainly don't want to forget about them.
Yeah, no, they again. We've talked about it. You know, won one game 2 years ago. They went 17-7 this year, and
fabulous.
Again, they made it as far as they could make it. We played Mount Notre Dame, and I got to tell you what, kudos to Mount Notre Dame, because they are unbelievable. That our girls kept fighting, kept mixing it up, and it was very fun. It was a ton of fun to cheer for them because of the heart that they show, and you'd never know. I mean, Mount Notre Dame had some unbelievably talented young ladies.
Yeah,
one girl about 6'1", 6'2", she made 4 3-pointers. Oof. In the first quarter alone.
Oh man.
Yeah. So they're just, you know, they were unbelievable.
You know, in a final score of a game like that, the last game of the year, to me, doesn't even come close to indicating what the whole story of the whole season was either. So, and I hope they understand that as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And they were, you know, like we've talked about, they're just an unbelievable group of young ladies to cheer for. And, you know, our coaching staff did a great job with them. You know, just again, not just this year, but in getting to this point and building that trust and those relationships with each other. And we're just super proud of them.
Yeah, well, congratulations to them on what they were able to accomplish throughout the whole season long, and certainly hold those heads high, because lifetime memories. When you're able to kind of turn things around like that, there's a little bit more pride that you already have, the pride of being a part of that team as it is, win, lose, whatever the successes are. But then to know that you did a little bit even more above and beyond, that's kind of a special thing, and that will be lifelong memories for those young ladies.
Yeah, and again, we talk about, you know, beat the teams you can beat, and then we lost to four teams this year.
Nice.
We lost to Mount Notre Dame, who's playing in the district championship. We lost to Walnut Hills, who's playing in the district championship. We lost to Loveland, who played in the sectional championship game and lost. And we lost to West Claremont, who played in the sectional championship game and lost. That's it.
Yeah, there's no shame whatsoever in that.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
That's a great way to spin it around, Dan. And it's a great way. We're not quite done with the winter season yet, though. We got one athlete left. And again, Kevin Stone, yeah. The Punisher, best of luck this week. We certainly look forward to the videos of him getting to walk through the hallways and his state send-off. That'll be a lot of fun. So.
Yep, you will see him, that's for sure.
That we will definitely do that. Well, Newt Brooksy, guys, thank you very much. Chris Newton, Tyler Brooks, the Wonder Twins, the athletic directors, Chris and Tyler, assistant. You guys do such a great job supporting all those athletes, and they should be very, 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 very thankful that you guys are there supporting them on. Great job, guys. So.
Thank you very much. We feel very appreciated. We got great kids here.
Well, it certainly shows with the support that you give them. And, guys, appreciate your enthusiasm here this morning. A great another edition of our Anderson Athletic Directors, that would be plural, podcast with Chris Newton and Tyler Brooks. I'm Greg Waddell. Thanks for listening on AndersonRedskins.org.